Blog Talk Radio.
Living in the moment. Welcome to Teachable Moments with your host, Amber Waters Porter. Prepare to enjoy conversations and practical discussions with biblical principles that inform, inspire, and lift your spirits to new heights. Listen weekly as you live in the moment and allow God to speak wisdom to your life. Now, find your moment with your host, Amber Waters Porter.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome back to Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Amber Waters Porter, and we have our Mama Says segment here with Pastor Porter. Hello, Pastor Porter.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am well, thank you. We're going to get right into our Mama Says segment because we have a guest speaker and Apostle Favor Agadosa. And before we introduce him, we're going to let you go ahead and get your segment out and give us our words of wisdom. But before we go on there, we're just going to remind everyone to please pray for the people who have been affected by the Las Vegas shooting yesterday, the family and friends, as well as remember the people who are in Puerto Rico and Texas and Florida, those who have been affected by the hurricanes and the weather disasters that have happened all over the place. So we just want to hold them up in prayer and ask God to remember them and have mercy and shine his favor on them in the worst of the condition and situation. Okay, Pastor, what do we have today?
Well, God bless you, my sister. And today, my thoughts during our morning devotion came from the book of Mark, the 4th chapter, where the disciples found themselves in a storm, and Jesus was asleep in the bottom of the boat. It says he actually was on a cushion, sound asleep, and the sea and the winds and the waves were blowing frantically to the point that they were absolutely devastated, frightened, and they went down to the bottom of the boat, and the words that they spoke to Jesus were, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And I just paused right there with all that is going on, as you stated, in Las Vegas and things that have been caused by the hurricanes and the storms. We stand sometimes and we want to know, God, don't you care? Where are you? But the wonderful thing is, after they awakened Jesus, he stood up, went up and spoke to the winds and the waves. And the words he spoke simply were, "Peace, be still." And so I want to throw that out there to those who are destitute, frustrated, anxious, and just overwhelmed with all that's going on in our lives, in our country, and throughout the land. Carest thou not that we perish? The answer comes, yes, Jesus cares and can speak the words of peace, be still. Fear thou not. I love that scripture. I speak it often out of Isaiah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. He says, I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He steps out on the seas of our lives and speaks, peace, be still. So lastly, I encourage you, Sister Amber, and our radio listeners to hold on to the promise of the Lord that he cares for us and he's with us. He is there to help us amid the storms that are raging in our lives. That's all I have to say. Peace. Sister Amber. Peace be with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week for our Mama Says segment.
Looking forward to it.
Good evening. Good night. Okay. My guest this evening is Apostle Isaac Paul Favor Agadosa. How are you, Apostle Favor?
Hello, how are you, Minister?
How are you?
Good evening.
Okay. So we have a title for you. You're going to, the subject of discussion tonight is Dynamics of Prophetic Warfare. But before I let you get into your descriptions and your explanation of exactly what is prophetic warfare and the dynamics of that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am Isaac Paul Favor Agadosa. I'm an apostle consecrated unto the Lord and a preacher. Born over 5 decades ago. And by May 11th, 2018, it will be 21 years in the Apostolic Commission. Most especially that God have sent us and have found grace to be among those that he has sent at this time to speak his word and to prepare a people for him. I basically do a lot of crusades and revival programs in different outlets and different churches. I help ministries to do church planting and train their ministers. Right now, I'm in Houston, Texas, and we're just starting a new church here in Houston, Texas, which I preside over, and that is the Word Nurture Christian Centers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about this. Well, tell us as much as you can, actually, in the minutes that we have left about the dynamics of prophetic warfare. First of all, tell us what is warfare.
Okay, you see, warfare, the way it is called, is an English word, right?
Okay.
That have to do with war and faring. And warfare combined is an act that you put in place to confront an opposition. That's the way I want to put it. Now, that opposition could be physical or spiritual. It's the act of going to war, out of reacting to an opposition that is raised against you. That is warfare. Now, in this setting, it's a reaction to 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. It said, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, the word there that have to do with warfare is adversary. So anywhere you have an adversary, it means there is an adversity. And you don't sit down and watch adversity overwhelm you. You don't sit down and watch an adversary come to you. So when you stand up against such adversary, it's a warfare.
So when you stand up against an adversary,
yes,
that's warfare.
Exactly.
Okay, just trying to make sure.
The spiritual is the physical. Yes.
And that is, and is that prophetic warfare, or is there a different definition for prophetic warfare?
It is now different. I said this warfare could be either physical or spiritual, but the Bible has made us to know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, so, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, which means that the warfare we're talking about right now is spiritual in nature, is not physical one. Then it is prophetic because fighting it based on the word of God. The Bible says the sure word of God is a prophecy, and the testimony of Jesus is a prophecy. So the word, when you use the word of God to go into warfare, it is prophetic because you are fighting from the angle of what the word of God has said, and you are taking it out of not just logos now, the rhema, to react to the situation you find yourself. That is why it's a prophetic warfare.
Okay, so let me be clear and make sure we understood it. So prophetic warfare is fighting based on the word of God. It's taking the angle of the word of God to fight, using the word of God to fight the enemy.
Exactly.
Based on what God said.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the two ways that we are, or two or three or more ways that we fight prophetically, or we warfare prophetically?
Come again, please.
What are the two ways that we warfare prophetically?
Okay, two ways by which we go into warfare prophetically is, okay, let me use the word, the ways. Now, there are various ways, not just two. You're looking at different phases of prophetic warfare by what God have laid down for us. It's either you go into it through your what God have called you. So the first aspect is to identify who you are, which is you are a priest. So the first way is through operating in your priesthood, which means you have, every priest have something they put on to identify them as a priest. So let me use the word garment. Mm-hmm. So when you are a priest and you're putting on the garment of a priest, the next thing is you speak out. Okay? You speak out. So the word have to be spoken out. You have to go into prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that today, like I want to actually look at the phase of fasting and praying in prophetic warfare.
Okay. So first of all, the first step, just recounting what you said, you have to identify who you are, which is a priest. And then once you identify who you are, then you need to put on your garments of priesthood. And then you need to speak out, which is to pray.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. The enemy is always speaking, and you also need to speak out the word of God, the rhema, the revealed word of God. Thank you.
Okay. Pray the word of God. Okay. The rhema word of God.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, go ahead. Now, probably you want me to explain further why we're looking into the into fasting and praying aspect of prophetic warfare. Yeah.
Why fast and pray?
Yeah. The first thing is, it is time for every believer to stop shooting aimless arrows and missing our targets. That is why I said, the first thing is identify who you are. The Bible said the Lord have called us as kings and priests. He's made us, not even called, made us kings and priests unto him. And when you know that, you're standing at a position to look at the issues that are facing you or the issues that people have brought to you, then you know how to shoot your arrows so you don't shoot aimlessly. Now, in this area of prophetic warfare, the first thing we're looking at is, why do I need to go into fasting and praying? Why do I need to go into fasting and praying in prophetic warfare? The first thing is, nobody fasts and pray for money, for children, for any of that thing. You fast for an empowerment. The fasting and praying that you go into opens you up to empowerment from heaven. You are empowered to achieve or to do what you have been praying for.
Okay.
So the first thing you go into fasting for is for heaven to empower you. So fasting and praying is essentially or basically a platform for heavenly empowerment.
Okay.
Nobody goes to war empty. You have to go to war in your, you don't have to let your mind be empty or your character be empty. So hashtag your mind and your character. That is what gives you strength. Now you are now going into fasting and praying for heaven to empower you. So the major foundation of fasting and praying is empowerment. Why? You remember in Luke chapter 4, the Bible said Jesus Christ said he came back. He came back from somewhere where he went to wait on the Lord from the wilderness, fasting and praying in Luke chapter 4 from verse 14 to 32. He came back in the spirit of his mind. He did not just come. He did not just come back. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came to Galilee, there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Now, listen, the word there is that he returned in the power. Where did he return from? He returned from fasting and praying. Why did he go into fasting and praying? He went into fasting and praying to fulfill his destiny, his reason. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of Man manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. That is the reason he came. So to fulfill that reason, he had to withdraw into fasting and praying in the wilderness. And the first thing that the Bible tells us about coming out of the wilderness was he was empowered. And he went into a place, he went into Galilee. And the first sign of that empowerment was that everything around him began to submit to him. The Bible said in verse 14, that was 14 of Luke 4. And in verse 15, he said, he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And hold on. I'm taking it to verse 32 of that Luke chapter 4. He said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Say power. His word was with power. So that power came because he released himself to go and fast. And when you fast, you don't fast looking, you fast praying. So we follow our master Jesus Christ the way he did it, and he came back full of power. Remember Psalm 66 and verse 3, they say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. How terrible are thou in thy works. Say, through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Not through the greatness of your crying, not through the greatness of your complaining, not through the greatness of your gossiping, not through the greatness of your writing petitions, through the greatness of your power. Where does that power come from? It comes because you have waited in the presence of the Lord. And the enemies, he says, enemies will submit to you. The reason for warfare, you are going into warfare in victory mentality, the enemy will submit to you. Hashtag that submit. The enemy must submit to me. So that is the first aspect. Do you want me to continue?
Okay, I do want you to continue, but I just want to explain, make sure I understand it properly.
Okay.
So you said the reason why we fast and pray is so that we stop shooting aimless arrows and so that we become empowered from heaven so we can achieve what we are actually praying for, and that
exactly.
The enemy has to submit to you once you are empowered.
Exactly.
All right.
Because
second
without
point.
Power, according to the word of God, you cannot do that which you are set to do. And that empowerment comes because you have gone into fasting and praying. Remember the scripture, before you go, remember the scripture says also in Matthew 17, he said, while Jesus Christ, while the disciples couldn't cast out the demoniac, the Bible called it lunatic. It's a disease that has to do with the creation of the moon. Now, he said, this one doesn't go except to fasting and praying, which means there is a demon. This demon cannot submit except you go into fasting and praying. So also the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, they are mighty through God to the pulling down struggles. That weapon is realized when you go into fasting and praying.
Right.
Amen. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. So you want me to? I would like to further state that I'm actually taking us through the gains. What do you now gain when you go into fasting and praying? Isaiah chapter 58, that's what I want to quickly, within the time, that's what I want to quickly go into. I want to share from Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6.
Okay.
Okay, now, coming from the platform of empowerment. Now, empowerment, what does it give to you? It gives you dominion. Now, every child of God must realize that the first thing that God gave to us in the Garden of Eden was dominion. That was the major platform, dominion. And that was the dominion that was lost. So when you set out yourself to fast and pray, we are not going to, oh, how long do I need to fast? Do I need to fast for 1 day, 2 days, or 10 days, or 100 days, or what? No, that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking basically about fasting and praying. So empowerment gives you back the dominion. Now, permit me, we can dwell on this empowerment for more than an hour, so I just want to summarize. Permit me that dominion lost could come back to you on a daily basis with the enemy playing with people's mind. So when you know that you are fasted and you are empowered, you take dominion. Now, listen, Luke chapter 10 and verse 19 said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you." Hashtag me there. Say, nothing, nothing. I give unto you power. Now, there are spiritual serpents and scorpions that have put us in warfare. So when that power comes, we'll tread upon them. Now, the second thing I want to quickly let us know with this empowerment is when you come out of the closet of fasting and praying, your personality changes. You can look at Isaiah 45 and 1 to 3. I'm not going to read that. Your personality, who you are, you begin to see yourself in a different form. Not only you, people around you begin to sense divine nature in you. When you come out of fasting and praying and you're empowered, you receive influence over your surroundings. Now, empowerment also does what? It breaks open the heart of kings for you. When you things are difficult for you to accomplish and you come out of your closet, you see kings open their heart for you. People that have been difficult, they begin to receive you. Now, let me quickly go to the to Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6. When you are empowered, what happens? Verse 6 of Isaiah 58. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed do what? To go free. That ye break every yoke. Now, that sounds like anointing. What breaks the yoke? Anointing breaks the yoke. So empowerment that you have received in fasting and praying releases an anointing upon you that breaks every yoke that you have been carrying or a believer has upon him. It's broken because an anointing comes. Because the Bible says, is this not the fast that I've called you to lose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let your prayer go free, so that you break every yoke. So the first thing that empowerment gives to you there is anointing. And the second thing that you receive in fasting and praying. Remember, I'm saying, what do we gain as we go into fasting and praying during our spiritual warfare? What are the gains? Verse 8 of Isaiah chapter 58 says, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning." Your light break forth. Hashtag there, light means insight. It means a revelation. But when you go into fasting, the reason I use that word earlier, Sister Amber, that Christians should stop shooting aimless arrows now. We need to focus and aim at our target. If you don't have revelation of the battle you are going into, you've lost the battle already. If you don't have insight of what is going on, the battle is lost already. So the Bible says, then when you do this fasting, when the empowerment comes upon you, when the anointing comes upon you to break the yoke, then shall your light break forth as the morning. That light there, I want every child of God listening to me to circle it or underline it. That light there is a revelation. Then shall your light break forth. There will be insight. You begin to see deep into the things happening to you. Amen? So that is the second gain that you get as you go into fasting. Because of time, I don't want to dwell on that for too long. What does this light bring? Revelation is one of the pleasures we encounter in prayer and fasting. As a gain, it is a gain, it is a gain, it is a plus. It's an addition, revelation. Everyone that have gone into fasting and praying several times will agree with me that when you go into fasting and praying, there is a revelation that comes to you. There is insight. Your spirit begins to receive things from heaven. You begin to have a better understanding of things going on. Is that not true? Yes. But the anointing, the scripture says, the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. Now, because the Spirit of the Lord begins to tell you things. And what again do I gain when I fast and pray in warfare? The third one now. Amen. I've told you the fourth one there is anointing,
yes.
That empowerment gives to me. The second one is revelation, which is insight. Then shall your light break forth. The third one is healing. In the same verse 8 of Isaiah 58. If you want me to stop, just tell me and I will hold on and I will break. Now, the scripture says, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Your health shall spring forth speedily. Your health. When you fast and pray, your health, healing benefit, the healing gain is a treasure in fasting and praying during warfare. So when you go into fasting and praying and you are empowered and you continue to dwell in his presence, praying into power, there is healing that begins to take place. Then shall your health shall spring forth speedily. Therefore, another thing that the empowerment brings to you is the spirit of holiness. He said, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. Everybody knows you don't fast to be holy. Just like you don't receive the Holy Spirit to be holy. I mean, you don't become holy before the Holy Ghost come upon you. So also, he said, your righteousness shall go before you. It is the spirit of holiness that comes upon you when you fast and pray. There is a conviction in your spirit, man, that something has changed. So you want to go into battle, you want to fight the works of the devil, you cannot go in field. Every child of God listening to me, everyone listening to me, you want to fight your enemy, you go with equity. You want justice, go with a clean hand. You want justice, go with the spirit of holiness. Nobody is condemning you and nobody is judging you. But when you have fasted and prayed, when you have come out of pointing fingers, when you have come out of saying, Lord, I have no other power but you, there is a sense of engulfs you. And what do you see? You see the enemy begin to bow before you. You understand that, my sister? Amen?
Okay,
yeah.
So let me...
I have some other ones. I have some other gains that come to you when you fast and pray. The spirit glory. Yes.
Go ahead. You have time for one more.
Okay. The spirit of glory comes upon you. What does glory do? That one is very important. Now, if you look at that verse 8 also very well, after thy righteousness shall go before thee, he said, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. That the glory of the Lord shall follow and guard you. Hello, friend. Now, what shatters reproach and pain and sorrow? It is the glory of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14 says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, then happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. Again, on their part, he is evil spoken of, but of your own part, he is glorified. The spirit of glory is what destroys shame and reproach. As I hand over back to you, every reproach answers to the glory of God. God bless you.
Okay, so I just want to just do a few recaps as quickly as I can. So a gain of being empowered from God is you get your dominion back, the same dominion that was given in the Garden of Eden. Your personality changes. And your divine nature comes from, and you have influence. Kings open up their hands for you, and things begin to happen for you. Yokes are broken.
Yes.
You receive the anointing of God, and then your light shines and breaks forth for your insight and your revelation. Speedy healing is yours, is a gain. The spirit of holiness and the spirit of glory is released upon your life.
Yes.
Well, all the time we have for today, I may have to have you back on so you can finish these games. I thank you again, Apostle Isaac, Paul, Favor, Agadosa, for agreeing to be on the show. And let's see if we can get you back on so you can finish these games. Okay?
Okay. Just let me know when
I'll... Yes. Have a wonderful evening and... Find your moment, everyone. Find your moment. And until next week, good night.